Now then again, you know, as all kinds of kashas, that we are not gazing at home Shemo, Toshma. Domar Afriya Barashi, Omar Rav, Nido Shein Odgodin, Maremes Beitiveres Bidgodel. Suppose a Nido, so the Godin that she wore when you do so, so atomic. She's an Avatumen Nido. And now she has to be Tevel and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the next Mutter. But then, if she doesn't have other Godin to change, so the Godin will become Tomek, Shemik, called Shem of Godin Tevel, Lahakli, the Mubi, Shaha Philosopher, Vayim Yomte, Ben Yochel, Hatfila, Seinu, Shorel, so she can be married. She put on the veil of the robe on her as long as it will not be tight on her. The Miri points it out. So Mele, there will not be any chitze because the mind will go through. So, and she can be taken of the veil. Maremez with the bellas, Kishini Gusho, Visau, Kole, Tvile, Afrikin. Kili means the godin that she wears, the robe that she wears when she's developed the mikveh. But she, since she's developed the robe, so it's misakin. So again, it's the isa of misakin is only shayach when it's obvious that the body is it. But if it's not obvious, there is no isa of misakin. The other mutter litveil kibisilel, the mirekimeka. In other words, a person will see her, he'll say, she wants to cool off, that's why she goes tefillah in the river, in the mikveh. Now, taste says here, Kashi, Maremes, the miri is so high. Maremes, it is yes.
If he's makeh bepatish, someone is makeh bepatish.
Yes.
So he's also misakeh, and he even if he do it in his own house, it's still also.
In other words, when she's developed with Godel, so she's actually soaking the belly. The Lord, suppose she's developed in a bathing suit. So it is soaked in the mikveh. So that's it. Mlocha de Reis and the Rabbi. Haini Shriya or Shriya Asura mikveh Shuru Mechabes. And the Rabbi and the Amrinon Shriyose Zuri Kibuse. So what different will it make with this? Muchach, not Muchach. It's Mamesh Mlabi. That somebody will be out, squeeze out to wash clothes. And it will not be mukhah, the Chadachadorim, of course, it's in Lohan the Reich. The Yeish Leimah, so this is the Teretz, the Heil, the Habit, Derech, Timur, Fishor, because the Mikveh does not have such clean water. So on the contrary, the Beged, in which she was developed in the Mikveh, will become unclean as a result of the fill of the Mikveh. So maybe it's not shayach to say Shriyosi Zeru Kibusei because there is no kibus therefore. Now, most Hashem say that there is not even a Nisa de Rabbono if it's therefore. But the Yerem Shiti is that therefore, while there is no Nisa de Raise, but with the Rabbono there is a Nisa. The Yesh Lema, the Heru, the Habit, the Rechtin of Shor, the Teidach, the Eich Onu, when we wash our face and our hands on Shabbos, and then we put the towel and we dry our face, so then the towel becomes wet. How are we allowed at all? We are actually pouring water on cloth the towel, so it should be in rocket. I said the answer is the Habish fear, the Osam, the Shemachavish Rabbi, and we're keeping the habit directing. The Miri is very narrow, and he says, because of that, many of the Shem say that if a teenager was still we are alive and he's got in. So we are allowed to pour water and the thing is got in. Then he says, Manushin say, Shriyasi Zalukipu say, so it's a lot of the eyes say they are allowed to do it. So he said, no, but Shri Yosef Zer Kudu say is only Shayach when there is a real Tinuf. But when there is no real Tinuf except in Raglani, so then we don't say Shri Yosef Zer Kudu. And he's not Mishavim to be retired the Tinuf. So it's a Dovashim Mishavim. And even though it's a Psychreshe, he's retired the Tinuf anyway. So it's a Psychreshe Lichtes later. Oh, it's very strange. Why is it? First of all, it's Mishav Mamish. His whole purpose in spilling water, let's say on a diaper or on the pants, so the Tinuf. So he's to retire the Tinuf, the mirror line. So it's Mishav Mamish, and even if he hadn't been Mishav, but it's a Psychreshe in Michal. So what Chaychas does it have to the whole Shita? So apparently, the near the Shita is, that Shri Yosei Zeu Kibu say is only Shayach when the person is mechaved, that the water should penetrate through and through to the other side. Then we say Shri Yosei Zeu Kibu say. Why does the Gemara often say that if shoes became tumah, became dirty, he walked, let's say, mud, so then you're allowed to take a wet cloth and wipe off the mud from the shoes, A. But if it never became muddy, you're not allowed because Shri Yosei Zeu Kibu say. So how do we shame? How are we matir to pour water as the beggar of the teenage? Is Shri Yosei Zeu Kibu say. Apparently, because the kavanah of the person who pours water and the beggar of the teenage that became unclean is not to clean it out through and through, but just to clean up the surface. That on the surface it shouldn't look unclean, even though there still remain some unclean spots, but it will not penetrate. The teenage will not penetrate, so then we don't say Shri Yosei Zeu Kibu say. So it's the same thing like Mapis Musa B'Shemes. So the whole says it's Mutarim L'Chatzel. Why? Because his kavone is only to squeeze out the pus. His kavone is not to make a Pesach L'Hachnis L'Eitzi, just to squeeze out the pus. So that's no meloche. But true that a Pesach is made anyway, but he's not mischaving and he's not interested in that Pesach of Lahachnis Reit. So yet, his kavone is only, or the father's kavone, is only to clean out the unclean spot from the surface. And even if he will not clean it out through and through, so, if on the other side of the pants of the beggar, it will still be unclean. He doesn't care. So Mele, it's a Dovashim Yishavei, and it's a Psikrei Shedol Yichav.
But it's still considered a kibbutz, no?
It's a Dovashim Yishavei, it's a kibbutz of Dovashim Yishavei, like Mavis Musa. So he makes it Pesach Lachnis Oleiti, but he's not mishaven, he's not interested in the Pesach. And the same thing is to be kesher in Nochosh or any higher, because he wants to be sure that he will not bite him. And he puts a kele on the Nochosh, that the Nochosh will not bite him. So he is only interested in being relieved of the bite by Nochosh. But the moment he leaves the place, he doesn't care if the Nochosh will come out from the cave. So Mele is considered a Dovashim Yishchad.
So in this case with the baby, it's considered Lo Nikolei because he's not
interested in cleaning out the kidney.
Absolutely.
But only understand.
That's not the purpose. That's why it's a Dovashim.
should I go over the whole Gemara, it will involve us a lot of time. I think we'll do it for tomorrow. Now, but you should go over the whole Gemara, the tasteless, and really about Tfilah Bizman Mitzvah, Tfilah Bizman Rav Mitzvah. Most shouldn't pass from the Tfilah Bizman is Rav Mitzvah. But the halachadeshit is the Tfilah Bizman is Mitzvah, and the limitations. When do we say that tefillah bismano is mitzvah only, so tasteless and talent, only when there is a purpose in the tefillah. But if there is no purpose in the tefillah, let's say to make it tefillah on Tisha B'Av or on Kippur, because there is no purpose, so then it's certainly not the tefillah, so it's mitzvah.